back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the eviction moratorium ended August 1, the federal one. States can impose their own. Some states have then gone ahead and done it. Not many. And we talked about it yesterday a little bit, but now the real consequences of it are coming in. And I'm going to tell you about some of the remedial measures people are proposing. I'm going to tell you what I propose. Here's the deal. There are 15 million people in households that stand to be evicted, and they owe $20 billion in rent. $20 billion. And when I say 15 million people, not all of them are the tenants on the lease. Some of them are their children. Some of them are elderly parents. Some of them are people, relatives who live with them. 3.6 million people are subject to eviction in the next 60 days. You cannot have a society where 3.6 million, including kids, are suddenly on the street and they're homeless. And what, they're trying to go to school? In Milwaukee, there are homeless kids who are enrolled in Milwaukee public schools. And at night, they go home under a bridge. Or in the summer, in the winter, they go to some of these shelters that the church, the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and others put up for them. But you know something, that's a heck of a way to run a railroad. It really is a heck of a way to do it. In Phoenix, 42,000 people being evicted right now. Houston, 37,000. Las Vegas, 27,000. Tampa, 15,000. Indiana, Missouri, 80,000 each. 80,000 each. And that's what we're facing. And then over time, 15 million people owing $20 billion. Now, part of it is because there are billions, 60 billion actually allocated, much of it unused, some of it snafus at the state level in terms of administering it. Some of its tenants not filling out the paperwork. But these landlords are not all big, giant, greedy landlords. You see, in the old comics, a guy with a mustache, you know, can you pay the rent and get out? Some of that. But there's a lot of it are people who are small landlords. They own a duplex, maybe two duplexes. They own a fourplex, maybe two of them. They own an eightplex. Or maybe they own a couple of apartment buildings. And they're honest people. They pay their property taxes. They pay the utilities for the utilities. And then if the tenant in some leases is supposed to pay them, they're not getting paid that either. Building inspector comes around and says, the plumbing here needs to be redone. We got a complaint. This sink is stopped up. You know, let me look at the roof. Roof leaks. You got to put on a new roof. You know how much that costs? These guys have payments, they have costs, and they're entitled to a fair profit. That's why they're doing it. Okay, this is not a socialist country. We're not just putting up socialist housing. There's a profit motive, and a good profit motive too, a good profit motive. But it's also true that in no society can you have millions of people suddenly out on the street, including kids. Many of them are single moms. And what do? You want to see a lot of people in Phoenix, do you want to see 42,000 people roaming around? Kids crying. Do you want to see in Houston, 37,000 people? Vegas, 27,000. In Wisconsin, 18,000 people. Tampa, 15,000. Indiana, Missouri, 80,000. A lot of them are in court right now. Google it. The landlords and tenants, some poor, you know, single mom goes, yeah, I haven't paid the rent. In 3 months, I don't have any money. Three small kids at home in a one-bedroom apartment. A couple of things have got to be done. Joe Biden has told the states, he's urged them to pass their own moratoriums and to process the federal money they were given quicker. And if they're snafus, which means that in some cases, and I know one person who owned a home in Rockford, Illinois, he rented it out. The guy just stopped paying rent. Laughed at him. He sent him the paperwork. It was just a form. Said, I can't afford to pay the rent. and give it back to your landlord and the government will pay the rent. And he tore it up. He said, the heck with you. That happens. So you got to get around that. If you have recalcitrant tenants, there's got to be another quick form where the landlord goes, he refused to do it. Here's his number if you want to check it out. They check it out on the phone, get no answer, and give the landlord the money to pay the property taxes, to pay the utilities. He's paying it out of his own pocket. Put on the new roof if that's what the building inspector claims you need, whatever. That's one thing. Another thing, you'd have the states do it, but only several states have. I think Texas, I strike that, California and New York maybe. The South's not going to do that. A lot of the Trump states aren't going to do that. The second thing is you could have Biden just reimpose the moratorium again. But there was the U.S. Supreme Court, in upholding the moratorium the last time, said he doesn't have the power to do it, and the CDC doesn't have the power to do it. And the only reason 5-4 were willing to leave it open till August 1 is it's such a short period of time, but after that, Congress had better sign on. And you know who gave the good swing vote? Justice Kavanaugh, believe it or not. He's coming across as sort of a moderate in the middle. But he goes, you know, the law doesn't permit this. So after August 1, Congress better do it. And Moscow Mitch is filibustering it. He's filibustering it. And Manchin won't bust the filibuster for anything. And Pelosi can't get it through the House because there are a couple of blue dog Democrats, they call them. In other words, more moderate Democrats who have a lot of landlords on their case. And they won't do it. So they won't do it. So Pelosi said to Biden, why don't you do it? My own view is Joe could do it. It would be thrown out in the U.S. Supreme Court pretty quick, but it might buy 30 days. But here's a longer problem. Let's be blunt here. COVID is declining a little bit in severity, but it's surging again because of the Delta variant. It's surging again because people like DeSantis in Florida are putting in laws that say nobody in Florida, including the big cities like Miami, can put in their own mask requirement, and they can't require vaccinations, and they can't do this, and they can't do that. The Republican Party have become purveyors of fraud and disease. Absolutely astonishes me. You know, they're crooked on voting, trying to suppress the vote, overturn a fair election, attack our democracy. But why they are buying in to this kind of feeling that anything to stop the COVID, vaccinations, masking, social distancing is somehow unmanly. It's a fetish. It gives the illusion of sacrifice to this Trump cult. A cult needs an illusion to follow a leader. It needs an illusion and a fetish and the appearance of sacrifice. We're willing to sacrifice ourselves for Trump. I think that's nuts myself, but if you think I'm kidding, take a look around. But the COVID is going to be with us for a while. There are plenty of jobs out there. A woman with three kids, small kids, can't leave them all day without childcare to take a job. And the childcare aspect in the so-called soft infrastructure bill is being filibustered by Moscow Mitch and may not pass because of Manchin and Sinema. So stay tuned. That's what's going on. You'll see an in-depth discussion of this on this show. But it's a very sad situation right now in evictions. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.